大家好，我是 Jenny, and you're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, and for today's show, I'm going to be very careful.
Why?
Because I don't want to get canceled.
啊，不想被 cancel, 你不想被取消吗？
Please don't cancel me.
Cancel 这个词，我想大家其实挺熟悉的啊。比如你订了个酒店、餐厅啊什么，然后你不去了 ，you can cancel, right?
Cancel the reservation, cancel the meeting.
Yeah, cancel. You can even cancel your class, 不去上课。
Yeah, when I was a teacher, I did that a lot. Sorry, guys.
但是我们今天要跟大家分享的呢，是 cancel 这个词。近年来的一个新用法，而且这个用法在北美啊，我觉得很多人的态度和 Adam 是一样的，觉得I don't know what to say about this topic.
Everyone's a little bit cautious.
就很小心是吧
？Yeah.
因为这个 cancel 这件事情，或者现在美国有一个说法叫 cancel culture.
Right.
它有这样的一个文化，就是你说了一个什么，可能别人不认可的，他就会把你 cancel 取消你。
Right.
取消关注，对吧 ？Social media 上面取关，然后可能就没有人理你了那种。好，那我们今天就来看看这个 somewhat thorny， 就比较这个。
Yeah, this is sensitive. This is tough.
比较敏感的话题啊。
Yeah.
但是后面我们会不敏感，因为我想更多教大家一些拉黑的方法，不只是 cancel 这个词。
Oh, that's a bit more lighthearted.
好。但是我们还是要先说这个比较 sensitive。
Well, what's interesting is there's nothing particularly sensitive about canceling someone.
Yeah.
You know, things have always been canceled. If we had a TV show before and nobody was watching, well, the TV show would get canceled.
对对对，那个节目就没有了，对吧？
Right.
就停了，就被 cancel. Now, what makes this whole cancel culture or this word so sensitive now, like in 2020?
I think just because we are living in a time that is so charged and everyone is so ready to get offended by anything that somebody else says.
对，可能跟这个社交媒体的兴起也有很大的关系。
Right.
就之前你说了一个什么话 ，maybe that idea is a little, you know, out there, 不是被很多人认可的。Mm. 但你只在你这小圈子里面说。
Oh yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter. Has no real influence.
是是但有了社交媒体以后，你如果在美国什么 Twitter 上面发了一个， mm. 不仅你的朋友看到，然后很多你根本跟你不相干、不认识你的人看到，然后他们可能就一起。冲起来怼你啊，然后骂你啊，喷你这些是吧
Right. And there are a lot of terms and phrases that we have always used in English, or I should say, have always been used in English that people are starting to challenge now. Just one example is a phrase, you people.
哦，你们这些人。
But,there's for some historical reasons, there are reasons why that can be understood as something offensive.
Oh, 会有些人觉得就有点种族歧视
yes,
是吗
Yes, you people, 你们这种人这类人 But not everybody knows that. That's the thing. So many people are ready to be offended. And to be very clear, there are lots of people who want to offend other people.But there are so many who are stuck in the middle who just don't know. I don't know you people is a bad thing to say.
就现在变得很难 judge, 很难分辨是吧、
right.
总之说话要很小心啊。我想回到刚刚你一直用的一个词就是 offend 或者 offensive.
Right.
O-F-F-E-N-D.
Okay.
So the verb to offend means...
To make someone upset.
Yeah, angry.
Angry.
对
or to hurt them, I guess.
对对对或者让他觉得很伤心啊。So that's the verb. 那 adjective 形容词就是 offensive.
Offensive, right. So something, usually like a statement or a phrase or some words can be offensive. But the feeling that the person, another person will receive or feel is they will be offended.
Okay,
I never.
Oh, 还可以这样用啊。Adam, 你觉得这个 cancel culture 啊，就是一个人被 cancel， 更多的是指就是我们 you know common people 老百姓，还是说一些明星，或者 public figure 名人？
It's mostly about more public figures. Even this idea is, it's talked about so much in the media because people in the media can be canceled. I can't be canceled. I mean, Jenny could say, Adam, you're not on this show anymore.
这倒是，对对对，因为一些公众人物他可能有一个自己的平台，对吧？不管是节目啊什么，他说一个 offensive 的话，他可能那个节目就被 canceled 了。So they're really being canceled, like the show. 但是我觉得现在也演变成 you can just say that person is canceled.
Is the canceled?
Yeah, I'm gonna be canceled.
Right, right.
因为我其实学到这个词是看了一个美国的文章说这个词它之所以走红就几年前美国那个说唱歌手Kanye West,、mm-hmm. 坎爷因为他不是就经常说一些很 crazy 的话吗、
right.
然后他就说 Oh, I'm gonna be careful, 不然我 you know, I'm gonna be canceled, or、
right.
I'm already being canceled.
Ah, too big to cancel.
但是在准备今天节目的时候啊，我们开言的另外一位主播 Lisa 她说哎呀 cancel 这个词我上高中就有啦，我们那个时候高中就你知道女生谁不理谁我们就会说、oh, cancel.
She said that currently high school
students. 是 currently,、
right.
现在、
oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is not, you know, like Lisa is a baby compared to me. But even when she was in school, no. Like this is a pretty new...
So the kids now are saying 就一个人很不酷啊或者做一个什么事朋友直接 oh, cancel.
Ah, cancel you, you're canceled.
Oh, okay. 其实今年还看到一个说法是今年这整个一年好像也被 canceled.
Oh yeah, 2020.
2020
needs to be canceled.
Canceled, right? 诶是不是有一个口语还能说 cancel that?
Yeah, cancel that.
我说了一个什么话但说的不好。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
expressed an idea and
poorly.
It was like a dumb idea. I can say cancel that.
Well, first of all, Jenny, you never ever express a dumb idea.
Oh, cancel that.
Oh, cancel Adam.
Okay, 好 cancel 说完了以后啊，我接下来其实想从近几年出现的一个中文词来说说。这个词就是拉黑。Adam 听过这个词吗
？Of course。
就朋友圈可以被拉黑，或者你可以拉黑别人。
Right. Right.
In a sense, cancel 和拉黑有一点点像，但是我觉得这，比如朋友圈啊，或者什么。Facebook 上面你拉黑一个人 we have some other words, right?
There's so many words, but I always thought 拉黑 had to do with the 黑名单
啊，对对对，
黑名单啊 ，yeah, like blacklist. So we use the word blacklist a lot、in English.
所以你就可以说 I've blacklisted this
blacklisted person. But that is an old word. Now we have now we have other ones like cancel or block.
啊、对 block.Block 我觉得是比较 general, 比较用途比较广的啊。因为你 block 一个人的话你就阻止他再来联系你啊再发短信给你或者看你的朋友圈这些嘛。
Yeah, I hate blocking people. I'm really bad at blocking people.
But usually the reason you need to block that person 可能也是 No, 我 block 过的人就是 first of all, it was my own fault. 就是我不知道怎么我就加了这个人
right,
然后他就
yes,
他就老让我买减肥药啊假的玉啊我当然要 block 他
yeah 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 well so maybe for a person like that maybe you don't need to block them so much as you need to unfriend them
oh 是不一样的吗
block is they cannot contact you of course it's、
okay.
different platforms are not always、
oh, 对,
the same.
不一样 platform 有不一样的规则。
Generally speaking, if you unfriend someone, it's just like starting again. So、it's, you know, at some point somebody had
they
to...
They can still search you.
They can、
right,
search you.
To,、yeah.
They can probably send you messages too.
Yeah, okay. So to unfriend someone, 这个 friend 就是朋友但是社交媒体的年代它也变成像一个动词对吧、
right.
然后 unfriend 前面加 un 这个前缀就是不要不让他做你朋友了。
Right.
You can unfriend someone. 诶那如果你加一个人做朋友是Friend me?
Friend, yeah.
Oh, okay. 好接下来还有什么词
Well, there's a few on here that I think look like they're straight out of the history books.
很老套的词吗、
No, not really. Just very formal. Like,
formal.
Yeah, like oust, for example.
I like this word.
I do too, yes.
Oust, to oust someone, O-U-S-T.
But this sounds more like you ousted somebody at work. Like you had a coup. Like you planned, you planned this, you know, like, okay.
这个词就是 out, 但在 T 前面加了一个 S, 对吧
Right, yeah, yeah. It gives me this picture of like picking somebody up and throwing them
out.
Out.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I like this word.
Okay.
In order to be ousted,被 oust 的人通常也是有点 power 的吧是比较 important、
yeah.
如果你 you're nobody、
right.
你根本就不 deserve 这个词
Right, that's kind of what I was saying before about cancel But you're right, oust is higher than cancel for sure
No, I'd rather be ousted than be
cancel
At least that means I'm somewhat important
The only thing worse than being ousted is not being ousted
好那接下来这个词接下来这个词让我想到了学校Back to school.
Oh, yes, yes. Expel.
E-X-P-E-L.
Right, right. So this just means to get kicked out of school.
对就是你可能做了什么 bad behavior 吧总之对吧、mm-hmm. Expelled. 那你觉得 outside school, 除了学校一个什么 company 什么也可以被 expel 吗
You probably wouldn't be expelled from a company. I mean, you can expel customers.
可以吗？不戴口罩 expel 出去。
Yeah, yeah, and that's happening a lot in a lot of places. I mean, countries can expel you if you do bad things.
Okay, I see. 总之听起来很严重啊。
Right. Now, generally speaking, when we're saying oust, when we're saying expel, we're talking about kicking someone out of a place.
That's,
which is the most common,
right? to kick someone out.
Yeah.
To kick someone out can be, you know, 就 literally you're kicking that person out of a physical space,
mm-hmm.
对吧？但是呢，也可以是我们形象的比喻。
嗯、mm.。
你 kick someone out 比如一个人在微信群里面经常啊让你买玉啊让你买、
mm, yeah, kick him out, kick him out.
让你买减肥药 You can kick that person out
right, right.
或者你可以跟他说 You have been removed from our group chat
Yes, yes、
这个你被移出群聊是吧这个我觉得也很 hurtful
Yeah, yeah They might as well just say Like you got kicked out, bro
所以后来微信有一个我觉得很好的就是比如我不想在这个群诶 How do you say 我自己 I'm kicking you guys out 我根本不想在你们这个群里面
Oh yeah You guys have this logic That we don't really share What I would say is like Screw you guys I'm going home
well, I'm out of here
我不跟你们
玩了你们这个群乱七八糟的
Yeah but you can't say like I'm canceling you I'm kicking you out
不是很好吗 I'm gonna start using
Yeah and you might confuse a lot of peopleDid she just say she was kicking us out?
好，那今天我们学了很多就是跟社交媒体相关的英语啊、mm. 因为 while language is live 这个、
right.
语言是活的啊跟着我们社会人类的发展它也会不断的变化好那关于今天的这个话题你有什么样的问题和意见呢都可以在今天的留言专区跟我们分享 OK, thank you for listening We'll see you next time
Alright, bye guys